This is St. Louis Public Radio. Eric Greitens has emerged victorious in a hard-fought and expensive GOP primary for governor. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on how the Navy SEAL and author views his Democratic opponent.
You could tell that Eric Greitens was just a little fired up when he stepped before a huge crowd at a Chesterfield hotel.
You have strengthened us during this campaign, and as a family, we are committed to serving you.
Greitens has accomplished a lot in life, including writing best-selling books about his military service and founding an organization to help veterans. But for Greitens, his Tuesday night win wasn't merely checking another box on his resume. Instead, it was about bringing change to a state in disarray.
Career politicians from both parties have made us a state known for national embarrassment, serial corruption, and epic failure. We used to make headlines because of the great things that our citizens did here, the great missions that started here. Today we make headlines because of the failures of our politicians and the corruption in our government.
So what set Greitens apart from Katherine Hanaway, John Bruner, or Peter Kinder? For one thing, Greitens was able to raise huge sums of campaign money, some of which came from wealthy out-of-state donors. He was able to flood the airwaves with television ads, including one where he metaphorically blew up the Jefferson City establishment with a gun. But Hanaway points to something else. A national GOP trend toward newcomers to politics.
You know, it was a massive tidal wave that swept away lots of good candidates in the presidential race and lots of good candidates in this race, but Mr. Greitens is a Navy SEAL and a Rhodes Scholar, and I think he's got a message that Missourians have obviously warmed to.
Still, Greitens didn't exactly face a smooth ride to the GOP nomination. His adversaries sharply questioned some of his donors and the fact that he switched from being a Democrat to a Republican. And he got into some heated exchanges with Hanaway, Kinder, and Bruner during debates. But during his concession speech, Bruner harbored little bitterness toward his former rival.
The fight continues for our freedom and our liberty. And so you folks who are a little bit younger, a little bit easier to hop in and out of campaign cars and buses and the grueling schedules that are there. I want to challenge you that in this experience that you've had, you're just warming up.
Greitens says he received congratulatory calls from Bruner, Hanaway, and Kinder, and he'll need a unified party to take on Attorney General Chris Coster, who easily won the Democratic primary on Tuesday. During his victory speech in Kansas City, Coster promised to be a bulwark against what he sees as GOP extremism.
To Missourians who hold out hope that fiscal conservatism and social tolerance can live together in our state, I ask for your support. Yeah. And to everyone who is fed up with the insanity, I ask you to join me for the next 100 days and the next 4 years to build a Missouri that will make us proud.
Like Greitens, Coster is a prolific fundraiser and a party switcher. He's cut an independent policy path from Democrats, as evidenced by his support of gun rights and his opposition to campaign donation limits. But Greitens doesn't expect to find much common ground with Coster during the general election campaign.
If you want the experience of somebody who's done real work on the front lines, helping people, getting results for them and their families, then we're looking forward to that contrast with us and Chris Coster.
The Greitens-Coster clash could become one of the most expensive political races in Missouri history. And given the stakes and the personalities at play, it wouldn't be surprising if the race is one of the most contentious in recent memory as well. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.